This is a strange but true story, which proves that history does repeat itself. And the events depicted here happened just 100 years apart. Both President Lincoln and President Kennedy were concerned with the issue of civil rights. Lincoln was elected in 1860. Kennedy was elected in 1960. 100 years apart. Both were shot from behind in the head. Their successors, both named Johnson, were Southern Democrats with seats in the Senate. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson was born in 1908. 100 years apart. John Wilkes Booth, the man who shot Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who shot Kennedy, was born in 1939. 100 years apart. Booth and Oswald were Southerners favoring unpopular ideas. Booth and Oswald were both assassinated before going to trial. Both presidents' wives lost children through death while in the White House. Both presidents were killed on a Friday and in the presence of their wives. President Lincoln's secretary, whose name was Kennedy, advised him not to go to the theater. President Kennedy's secretary, whose name was Lincoln, advised him not to go to Dallas. John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln in a theater and ran to a warehouse. Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy from a warehouse and ran to a theater. The names Lincoln and Kennedy each contain 7 letters. The names Andrew Johnson and Lyndon Johnson each contain 13 letters. The name John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald each contain 15 letters. And friends, it is true. History does repeat itself.
song called Point and Shoot. That was all right and everything, except I started to think about it, and I thought, it's unfair. I'm looking at this thing from the poor kid's point of view. When I got more older and more fatherly, I began looking at things from the old man's point of view. I decided to give that man his due. Here we go. Well, I left home when the kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free. I knew it wasn't the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I'd had enough. Just for revenge, went and named him Sue. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I was getting drunk but getting by. Getting old, going from bad to worse. Went through the door with an awful scream, come the ugliest queen I've ever seen. He says, my name is Sue, how do you do? And he hit me with his purse. This ain't the way he tells the tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernails. And he bit my thumb, kicked me with his high-heeled shoe. Well, I hit him in the nose and he started to cry. He threw some perfume in my eye. Sure ain't easy fighting with a boy named Sue. So I hit him in the head with a caneback chair, and he screamed, hey, Dad, you messed up my hair. He hit me in the navel, knocked out a piece of my lens. Well, he was spitting blood and I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream to mill. About to get shot by my very own son. He's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. So I thought fast and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him tough. I guess he bought it, so now I'm living with him. Yeah, he cooks and sews and he cleans up the place, and he cuts my hair and he shaves my face, irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on those nights when I can't score, well, I shouldn't say anymore. Sure it's a joy to have a boy named Sue. Yeah, son is fun, but it's a joy to have a boy named Sue.
Well, Mama left home when I was four, left me with the folks and walked out the door sometime in the middle of the night. Now, I don't blame her because she didn't marry, but before she left, she named me Harry. Now, I ask you, do you think that was right? I guess you could say what she did was funny. Old folks would pat me and call me Sonny. You'd better believe it made me quite contrary. Kids would call my name and giggle and run. I'd have shot them sure if I had a gun. Life ain't easy for a girl named Harry. I grew up fast and I grew up mean. My vocabulary was quite obscene, all because of my old crummy name. I made a vow to the sky above I'd get that scarlet woman of love, the one I knew was to blame. Was Arkansas in mid-July. I stopped in the salon for a set and dry. The place was run by a guy named Bruce. This gal came up to wash my hair. I looked her in the eye and gave her a stare. There stood the woman that named me Harry. I knew she was my mom from a picture I had. I got it from a man who said he's my dad. She had blonde broken roots from too many dyes. She was a worldly thing, she was tall and thin, had the look of a woman who's known too many men. I said, hello, mother, my name's Harry, and I'm gonna scratch out your eyes. I grabbed a hunk of her bleached blonde hair, she grabbed my blouse and started to tear. We hit a dryer and fell down to the floor. But on the floor, we didn't stay, and she let me have it with a can of hairspray. It hit me in the head, and boy, it made me sore. Well, I'll tell you, I've tangled with tougher chicks, with sharper teeth and harder kicks, but I just can't remember when. She swung her scissors, just missed my face. I turned her around and kicked her in a a bigger place. She fell to the floor and looked up with a grin. She said, honey, for a girl, it's hard to be good. She's got to be on her guard. I knew I wouldn't be there to help you see. So I gave you that name and I knew you'd marry, for men don't get fresh with a girl named Harry. And I knew you wouldn't end up like me. I looked at your finger and I saw that ring, and I knew right then that I'd done the right thing. You didn't goof and lose your chance to marry. You should thank me, girl, that's my belief. I helped you stay good and spared you my grief, for I'm the that named you Harry. I started to choke, she gave me some water. I called her mama and she called me daughter. I left there with a brand new point of view. But if I have a daughter, I'll call her Mary, Carol or Donna, anything but Harry. Better yet, I know, I think I'll call her Sue.
Mighty dog, now he's just like his paw. Saturday night just to exercise his jaw. Old Rattler Son is on the run, the chase has just begun. I can tell by his yell, it's clear as a bell, he must be Rattler Son. A good coon dog's gotta have a big mouth, a sign we'll all agree. I got in an argument with a man, how Rattler's son could train. His mouth too small, the old man said, I think his name was Merle. Well, a monkey wrench goes with him, and I got him set for squirrel. Old Rattler's son is on the run, the chase has just begun. I can tell by his yell, it's clear as a bell, he must be Rattler's son. His appetite's immense. He ate 3 setting of new laid eggs, and he ain't been heard of since. Oh, Rattler Son is on the run, the chase has just begun. I tell me, yell it, clear the bell, he must be Rattler Son.
Well, it's getting to be that time of year again, right, boys?
Yeah.
I got another big deer story for you. The 30-point buck, tail number 2. I was throwing the cows over to fence some hay. The chores were all done. It was opening day. Orion the hunter was fading in the sky. It was almost time for the lead to fly.
I made it to the shack.
Just before light, the boys had been drinking since all through the night. They were singing our favorite deer hunting tune about that yahoo named Clyde and his gun.
Betty Lou.
But now there's Holly the four-barrel. She's a 30-30 10-gauge side by each tomahawk over and under with cruise control.
With the photon phaser banana clip? Yeah, the model IRS BS. Interswamp radioactive scud busting cider.
Oh. It's got a 30,000 gigawatt deer shiner and cigarette lighter in the butt.
Off like a prom dress.
As the season began, the boys were running around in circles looking for their stands. We watch hunting videos by all the big game studs like Ted Bear, Fred Nugent, and Elmer Fudd.
Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit, yeah. Kill the white
quiet. Tail. It's deer season, you know. So I'm up in my tree, nothing's more. Except the beans in my gut.
Five.
Just a gurgling and a brewing.
Four.
I bunkered up my jeans tree. Tried to hold back.
Two.
One.
We have liftoff.
There it was.
Hanging from my boot lace.
Upside down, burning right off the stand. 10 feet off the ground. I just got stuck in midair.
That sure did suck.
Next, when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
The 30-point buck.
Ah. Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Godzilla with horns was snorting at me. There was fire in his eyes and bag tags in his teeth. I swung the gun around. That buck was all mine. This old dirty
could bring down Frankenstein.
I'm gonna give that mega buck the Powerball. Yep, right up your bingo hole. Yeah, and the winning number is. As the gun went off, smoke covered my face. The bullet ricocheted off his horns and snapped my bootlegs. I landed right on his points, falling back to the ground. Antlers caught my dupa, started dragging me around. And there he was.
Dogging.
That buck was really chucking me.
Upwind, downwind.
Hey, sometimes even Brooklyn. Went flying over the horns as he hit the brakes. Bounced off his nose, landed flat on my cakes. The boys all had the buck fever standing side by each. I yelled, shoot him, boy, shoot him, that's some to be.
You shoot him, somebody shoot him.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Yeah, we threw everything we had at him. Sandwiches, candy bars, even old icebreaker head. Finally, that idiot from Illinois nailed him between the eyes with a Zippo and a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, the woods were on fire like a napalm bomb, and then a big flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Ha, 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 ha
30 pointer? Did you see the 30 pointer?
Yeah, I was dead for Brexit.
Did you see the 30 pointer? Did you see the 30 pointer?
Like I always say, to shoot or no.
Did you see the 30 pointer? Did you see the 30 pointer?
Don't let nobody know.
Well, I'll decide when I see him there, hey?
Safety comes first.
Deadpool it, trick.
Remember,
I know.
Treat every hunter as if he were loaded.
Got something for you. Is this a number that I can fax it to? I know you'll think it's just a facsimile of the original document that's right here with me. Jenny, your phone is busy. Let you know, Jenny, reload your paper 8675310. Jenny, I need you to sign me. Switch your machine on, I'm begging, baby, please. I tried to fax you before, but I lost my nerve. I tried call waiting, but your line was not disturbed. Jenny, your phone is busy. I need to let you know. Jenny, just check your toner. 7531. I got it, I got it. I hear the tone on my line. I got it, set resolution defined. Plug in your splitter 8675310. Jenny, how can I fax you 8675310? Just clear your line, I got something for you.
'Cause I've improved so much it'll frighten you. Just listen. You probably thought I could never improve on that first time. People even started getting me confused with Jerry Reed. No, it all to you, Chet Atkins. You knew I'd never been on a stage before, so you taught me what to say and do. So I always give you full credit for everything. right or wrong, I owe it to you. In every town or two, there's always a girl. Every time I walk right into it, when a photographer shows up, I say,
Ted Akins made me do it.
I don't spend much time in each town, just check in, unpack, pick and pack again. But the guitar students say I stayed long enough to give them new hope and confidence. I guess hearing me pick give them a goal to work towards. Remember, kids, me and Chet Akins and Jerry didn't get where we are today without practicing every month. Keep a smile on your face and a callus on your finger. Hey, Chet, remember telling me how you always take a little souvenir from every motel you've been in? Well, it took me 5 years, but I finally furnished my whole house early Holiday Inn. It's such a gas, I'd like to get off the road and stay in it. I got the grooviest television set out of Scranton. It's so much better than the one I got out of Macon. I took it back. Didn't have one of them no cross the room tuners, double over backflip things. I got a horrible picture, not off of the TV, off the wall. Took it back too, tried to trade it for a dang ashtray. They gave me a bed spread and 2 years in jail. I said, oh, it all to Chet Akins.
Get in my eyes, I let the moon steal my heart. You've been gone so long, I couldn't stay at home. What could I do but give to him my love so dear? Now he's the only one I'm thinking of. Too many miles, too many days, too many nights I was alone. His love was so grand when he held my hand. You know how the moonlight lures you on. I let the stars get in my eyes. I let the moon steal my heart. You've been gone so long, I couldn't stay at home. What could I do but give to him my love so dear? Now he's the only one I'm thinking of. What could I do but give to him my love so dear? Now he's the only one I'm thinking of. Too many miles, too many days, too many nights I was alone. His love was so grand when he held my hand. You know how the moonlight lures you on. The moon steal my heart. You've been gone so long, I couldn't stay at home. What could I do but give to him my love so dear? Now he's the only one I'm thinking of.
You're a mirror on the wall. Who's the greatest one of all?
You go first.
No, I won't.
We'll never leave here if you don't.
Bum, 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 bum. We're afraid to come out of the locker. We're as nervous as we can be. We're afraid to come out of the locker. We're afraid that somebody will see.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what we wore.
We're wearing itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikinis. Got them on for the first time today. Itsy bitsy teeny.
more. Bum, 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 bum. Well, we finally came out in the open. Ba-da-da-da. But a blanket around us we wear. Ba-da-da-da. 'Cause we know if we took off the blanket, ba-da-da-da, all the fellas would whistle and stare. 2, 3, 4, tell the people what we wore. We're wearing itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Stick around, we'll tell you more. Bum, 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 bum. Well, we finally went into the water. But we don't know what we're gonna do. 'Cause we're scared to come out of the water. We're just four little girls turning blue. 2, 3, 4, tell the people what we wore. We're wearing itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Baby,
I saw a gal on the beach one afternoon. She hid behind a very high sand dune. I said, "What gives, ducky?" She cried out like a loon.
It's my bikini.
Baby,
it was so small that all it could allot was merely space enough for one miserable polka dot. She told me why she wouldn't leave that spot.
Baby.
Now listen here, fella.
The little girl said,
"You've got to bring me a sheet. I'll cover myself from head to toe. Then I can walk on the street."
The old girl was hip, all right, wasn't she? By Jove. And so I brought this girl a sheet to wear. She put it on from her head to toe, I swear. And when she walked, a shout went through the air.
It's a yogi. It's a yogi, baby. It's a yogi. It's a yogi, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Do you remember grilling on your lawn?
Friends, and welcome once again to Addlewood, the only dungeon in America that I've found so far that it's on the second floor. And tonight we're bringing you answers with the Answer Man, KBC. So this is the 14th of the Answer series, and boy, am I going to struggle for a 15th, just so you know, all right? I haven't given up, it's just that... All right, anyway, so... let's see, where to begin? Well, we started up top with not an answer really so much as a cover. It was Cab Calloway, History Repeats Itself. That's of course, the Buddy Starcher thing, right? Gary Glitter, hello, I'm back again. Did you miss me? And apparently nobody did, and just as well. We heard from Johnny Cash, another Shel Silverstein product, the father of a boy named Sue, girl named Harry, Joni Credit, whoever, I don't know. Rick Dees, cashing in on a Disco Duck there with Disco Rilla. Let's see, we heard Grandpa Jones from 52, Old Rattler's Son. There's a whole bunch of things about Old Rattler. I don't know if they're all answers or not, but I thought this was, so why not? We heard from Bananas at Large. That was Detroit Point Buck 2, the sequel. Okay, there was an original one, in case you didn't know. Don't look for it, and don't thank me. Heard, Rob Disner after that. Rob Eisner, Jesus. 867-5310, which, of course, is Jenny's fax number. I owe it all to you, Chid Akins. It was Don Bowman. Because eventually Chet Eakins made him a star. I Let the Stars Get in My Eyes was Goldie Hill. Remember Goldie Hill? Mm-mm, nobody. Right. Four Shy Girls in their Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. That was The Girlfriends. And then Brittle Hershey and the Almonds. Getting as weird as we're going to get tonight. Yogi Man's Bikini. Okay. And then Stacy's Dad. That was Sub Radio and Clarence Carter. Tell Daddy. Okay. So these songs all should bring back hearty memories for you, because they remind us of other songs, right? You know. So anyway, so here, have some more.
Glory, glory.
Here are some facts, strange as they may seem, but proof that history not only repeats itself, but it repeats with facts that are stranger than fiction. President Lincoln was shot in the Ford Theater. President Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln automobile. Lincoln was shot with a pistol, and his assassin was shot with a rifle. Kennedy was shot with a rifle, and his assassin was shot with a pistol. John Wilkes Booth, the man who shot Lincoln, was killed by a man in uniform, but in the presence of civilians. Lee Harvey Oswald, the man that shot Kennedy, was killed by a civilian in the presence of men in uniform. The chosen name of the man that shot Booth was Red Kelly. The chosen name of the man who shot Oswald was Jack Ruby. Each of these names, Red Kelly and Jack Ruby, contain eight letters. Booth's killer did not go by his correct first name. Oswald's killer did not go by his correct last name. Booth was shot before Lincoln was buried. Oswald was shot before Kennedy was buried. These are documented facts that prove truth is stranger than fiction, even when history does repeat itself.
In 1942 or maybe 43, I sailed with Captain Tuna, the chicken of the sea. We didn't sink the Bismarck, no matter what they say. For when we seen the German ships, we sailed the other way. We seen torpedoes coming and we saw a periscope. We were full of fighting spirit and our souls were full of hope. The captain yelled, "Now hear this!" He really flipped his lid. We haven't yet begun to fight, what's more, we never did.
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck and we didn't fight at all. We spare our time in Norfolk and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled.
Living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
Then they made me a frogman on the demolition team. I sunk a battleship, a cruiser, and a submarine. I blew up ammunition dumps, I did my best to please. I did it all before the Navy sent me overseas. Tony, our Italian cook, was a-setting on the deck. And we were peeling taters, we must have peeled a peck. The captain yelled, "Hey, Tony, is that a U-boat I see?" Tony says, "It's a not of my boat, it's a no belong to me."
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck and we didn't fight at all. We spent our time in Norfolk and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled.
Living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
And now Now the war is over and our story can be told about our captains fighting men, the young ones and the old. We stayed in San Francisco, away from the battle scenes. We spent our time on Treasure Island fighting the Marines.
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck and we didn't fight at all. We spent our time in Norfolk and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled.
Well, living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
I've just popped down to Pinnacle Lane, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I met a girl when here before, I told her I'd never come back no more. But here I am, right at her door, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried the fair young maiden.
It's only me from over the sea, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I've just come back from Portugal aboard a British whaler. I thought I'd give you another trial, so open your face and give us a smile, and I'll see if I can put up with your dial, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Then I'll come down and let you in. Oh, yes, yes.
Well, make it slippy.
Oh, Bill, you are awful. Oh, your whiskers hurt my chin. Oh, you make my chin all red. Why don't you go and get a shave? Cried the fair young maiden.
Why, I ain't shaved for 20 years, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. It saves me washing me neck and ears, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Me whiskers grow so blooming fast, they cover the ship from hull to mast. While the sea horses eat them instead of grass, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Oh, did you bring me a kangaroo? Oh, I wish I had a kangaroo. Oh, I just love a kangaroo, cried the fair young maiden.
I had one, you fool, but I gave it away, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor, to a yellow gal in Mandalay, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. She danced and pranced and shivered and shook, she wiggled with every step she took, but I left her there cause she couldn't cook, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Tell me that you'll stay ashore, tell me that we'll part no more. Because you turned me down before. Oh, you naughty boy, cried the fair young maiden.
You're whining, woman, you're driving me mad, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. You've an uglier face than I thought you had, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. But there's just one thing I'm going to ask. I don't want to give you too great a task, but for God's sake, Ada, wear a mask, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Well, I'm off again. Goodbye, handsome.
Oh, goodbye, Bill. Aren't you going to kiss me?
Gotcha!
Oh, hark at him!
Now you've all heard the tale about Minnie the Moocher, who lived by the subway in New York. Now she was a snow-eating sinner. She'd steal a poor man's silver knives and forks. Now the policeman took poor Minnie down to the jailhouse, then down to the morgue for a ride. Now the policeman said, Minnie, tell the truth now. Did you know any of these boys before they died? Be we won't let it out. Be what out. Well, poor Minnie looked around at all them dead corpses to see if there was anybody that she knew. And she said to that big fat policeman, well, I think I knew maybe one or two. Now right over there is burglin' but the bandit. He's got a cake of ice at his head and toe. Now that man was so hot when I knew him, he'd have turned that cake of ice into snow. bee 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 bee. Whoa dee dee doo dee dee bee bee boom. Now laying right over there on that long stretcher, why that poor Bowery Bob who run the cabaret, he tried to beat a rap by turning squealer. Somebody bumped him off yesterday. Then his eyes fell on a slab of marble, and she screamed like the whistle on a train. On that slab laid Willie the Weeper. He was just deader than the King of Spain. Poor Willie was Minnie's boyfriend. She didn't know she's gonna find him there. Lay down on the slab marble, all cold, bleak and bare. Be we 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 be. Now my little story's all over. You've heard about poor Minnie's plight. Now if you think this story ain't got no moral, you can just bet your bottom dollar you're right.
There's a Chinese laundry man, the famous Mr. Wu. He's chucked his Limehouse laundry shop and his window cleaning too. He's got another job and it's one of the best. Now he's doing his bit for England like the rest. And Mr. Wu is now an air raid warden, and don't he look cute in his new siren suit. He goes round every night to make the blackout sure, so if you've got a chink in your window, hey, you'll have another one at your door. His headquarters, it's plain, are down by Lover's Lane, and he goes there every evening anyhow. He'll flash his torch into the dark, and the girls all cover their laundry mark, 'cause Mr. Wu's an air raid warden now. One night while on his beat, a couple he did meet, they were cuddling in a shelter anyhow. He said, the all clear's gone, you see, and the chap said, boy, you're telling me, 'cause Mr. Wu's an air raid warden now. Cousin one way in, one day was helping him to move a time bomb from their shop, I vow. But it went off bang and there's no doubt, one way in flew one way out, and Mr. Wu's no air raid warden now. Oh, Mr. Wu is now an air raid warden, and don't he look cute in his new siren suit. He goes round every night to make the blackout sure, so if you've got a chink in your window, hey, you'll have another one at your door. A firebomb dropped one day so close to him, they say, that he deserves a medal, they all vow. But perhaps what you don't understand, he put the fire out but he didn't use sand, 'cause Mr. Wu's an air raid warden now.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
That's right, pal.
Hey, and Skipper, you remember me?
Oh, how could I forget?
You guys still remember?
No, not anymore.
What happened?
The SOB.
Oh, your boss.
No, the shortage of booze.
Shortage of booze?
Sure, haven't you heard about it?
No.
It was in all the papers.
Oh, my wife took the dog on vacation. She's gone and took the dog. The dog brings in the paper and there I am.
Is she on vacation?
Who?
Your wife.
Oh, no, she joined Hare Krishna. This is her week's a bank.
The best thing for you to do is come down here and stand in line like everybody else.
If I could stand, I'd come down here.
Listen, when's your birthday? When's your birthday?
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, sure. October.
October what?
7th.
That's odd.
Why, is that sure so?
No, October 7th. 7 is odd. Today's an even.
Is this age excellent?
That's right, pal.
Well, bring me over some booze.
I can't make it any plainer. There's a shortage of booze.
What is this, OPEC? There's no shortage of booze. After they get the price of booze up over $1 a gallon, booze will be coming out of every gas tank in the country. You know what I mean?
Now, look, you come down here tomorrow and I can let you have a half pint.
Let me slip your bribe.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
I can't, sir. That's the American way.
It's against the law.
It's against the law. So what? That's the American way. Under the table. Grease the monkey. Play the music. Put another nickel in. Watch your dance. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the kind of ass who wants some taxi called by her belly. Can we give you a little grease and some Emerson tequila?
What about the feds?
Let them get their own tequila. They're supposed to be watching the boundary to keep the grass out. That's what's
What's your wife's birthday?
July. Oh, no, wait. That's her name. June.
June?
June 3rd.
June 3rd. She's odd, too.
Oh, boy, she wrote the book on odd.
Well, it looks like we have a Mexican standoff.
I'd rather have a Singapore sling. This birthday routine is way over my head.
It's simple. Look, odds get booze on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Odds get booze on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Evens on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Evens on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
That's it.
How about Sundays?
That's the Lord's Day.
If the Lord's a no-show, can I have his booze?
For the money, triple for the show.
When you reach for my gun, you better go,
Dad, go.
You've ruined, my blue suede shoe. I got the mean old blue set, you ruined my blue suede shoe. You took my blue suede shoes down to Old Mobile, started into doing the boogie run. I'm over at the hill. Well, you ruined my blue suede shoe. Mean old blues that you ruined my blue suede shoe.
Thank you.
market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I ain't kill nobody but my husband. That night he went out drinking, and when he came home he gave me a beating. So I catch up the rolling pin and went to work on his head until I kill him. Family that's swearing to kill me. All of his family that's swearing to kill me. All of his family that's swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Now he's stone cold dead in the market. Mother, he's stone cold dead in the market. The criminal, he's stone cold dead in the market. I ain't kill nobody but my husband. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming. There is one thing that I am sure. He ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair.
Leave you alone. Okay with me. love your daughter.
I didn't mean to hurt you for cheating and lying, for being so untrue.
Girls are, you know, I'm not around. I see them in the paper. To me, they're all the same. Dolly birds and discos. Well, now that's not my scene. I'm not the wanderer. I'm not the wanderer. Not too keen on roaming around, 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 around. Well, there's the table on my left and the television to the right. And my wife is the lady that I'll be with tonight. She asks me if I'm in fatigue. I say yes, please, you know, where else would I be? I'm not the wanderer. I'm not the wanderer. No wonder about you teenagers from time to time, though. On Tuesdays I go to town. I go through life mainly on the bus, you know. I'm doing toy shop around. Two bags of bargains, I better get myself back home. Cause I'm the type of guy who likes to stay at home. I'm always in one place, and that's my front room. But every now and again, on a very special occasion, me and the wife hop right onto that nearest bus and have ourselves a night on the town. I'm not the wanderer though. I'm not the wanderer. Not sure why though. See you rocking now.
myself out on a limb, but I'm happier than I ever been. But this guitar can't keep from crying. Learn to get up when I fall. Can't even climb rolling stone walls. But this guitar can't keep from crying. This guitar can feel quite sad. Can be high strung, sometimes gets mad. Can't understand or deal with hate. Responds much better to love. By now you knew the score, but you missed the point. Unlike before, this guitar can't keep from crying. Can feel quite sad. Can be high strung, sometimes gets mad. He can't understand or deal with hate. Responds much better to love. While you attack, create a fence. Put it down to your ignorance. But this guitar can't keep from crying. This guitar can't keep from crying.
My buddy pulled in to get a cup at a truck stop late one night. We just got our logbooks up to date. We was both kind of tired and quiet. Suddenly the front door opened as though it was pushed by a gust of wind. We didn't pay any attention because we didn't see anyone come in. Our shadow appeared in the middle of the room and then centered itself on the wall. We sat there rigid in our seats as we heard this ghostly drawl. At first it was just a murmur, and then each word rang loud and clear as it spoke of a wreck just 10 years past. It filled our hearts with fear. It said, there's a story being told about a real close friend of mine. His rig's known from coast to coast as a Phantom 309. Big Joe's the name he'd always say, and then a smile would light his face. When Big Joe got killed, a friend was lost that can never be replaced. with an 18-wheeler and a 335, Joe drove himself to fame. He had twin chrome stacks of blowing coal black smoke and pulling 14 inches of flame. I was there the night that Joe got killed on that rain-swept stretch of road. He swerved his truck to miss a busload of kids, and that's when his front tire blowed. Amidst a twisted mass of steel and glass, Joe's lifeless body lay. There's a mournful sound of a siren's wail, and now they have taken him away. They had Joe's funeral the next day at his hometown church, I'm told. His epitaph bore the story of a hero brave and bold. No more he'll pull Phantom 309, Joe's trucking days are o'er. He's logged his trip to the end of the line, just inside heaven's door. Yes, I was there the night that Big Joe died. He was a real close friend of mine. I'm the second driver that was riding in the sleeper of the Phantom 309.
Yeah, I wanted to save the best for last. How about that little stab there at the end, huh? Okay. Worthy of O. Henry, I say, all right? Anyway, let's see. Let's go back up to the top, or the middle anyway. We heard part two of Buddy Starcher's History Repeats Itself. I didn't know there was a part two. I just figured they hung it up. Homer and Jethro, We Didn't Sink the Bismarck. No, we didn't. Somebody did, but we didn't. Return of the Barnacle Bill the Sailor from Bobby Comber. A genuine sequel. There's all kinds of covers, but no, this is a sequel. Minnie the Moocher at the morgue. There's a lot of Minnie the Moocher things. Could maybe be called answers. I don't know. That was Smiley Burnett. Mr. Woo's an air raid warden now. That was George Formby. Mr. Woo also put time in as a window cleaner. SOB, Shortage of Booze, the sequel to Ajax Liquor Store. Hudson and Landry, of course. Let's see. We heard Roy Hall. We did, I swear. You ruined my blue suede shoes. That was a fun song. I don't care. He had it coming. He did. And that was Wilmoth Houdini talking about how he was stone cold dead in the market. But I did not kill the one but my husband. Let's see. Mrs. Jones's Daughter. Jimmy Forrest. Kind of a sleazy bunch of songs those are. But I think they probably the only two. But anyway, that's it. Let's see, Joyce Harris and the Slades, covering, I forget who did the original, but that was I Cheated, admitting it. All right, it's all your fault. Okay, close it down. Not the Wanderer from Ted Chippington, 1987. I think he's Australian. Chubby Checker, Slow Lovin', as opposed to The Twist or whatever, all kinds of things. Let's see, George Harrison. Yes, he himself, this guitar. Can't keep from crying. And then Chad Chadwell, The Shadow of the Phantom 309. Yes. And, oh, it's so sad. Anyway, we have a couple more for you here. One is a true sequel, and the other is something you want to wait for. Okay? And I'll see you next week with some more crap, and we'll talk about that then. Okay? Do have fun, and see you later.
So here she's acting happy inside her handsome home, and me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I got into town a little early, had 8 hours to kill before the show. First I thought about heading up north of the bay, then I knew where I had to go. I thought about taking a limousine, or at least a fancy car, but I ended up taking a taxi, 'cause that's how I got this far. You see, 10 years ago it was the front seat, driving stoned and feeling no pain. Now here I am straight and sitting in the back, hitting 16 Parkside Lane. driveway was the same as I remembered. And a butler came and answered the door. He just shook his head when I asked for her and said she doesn't live here anymore. But he offered to give me the address that they were forwarding her letters to. I just took it and returned to the cabbie and said, I got one more fare for you. And so we rolled back into the city, up to a five-story old brownstone. I rang the bell, it had her name on the mailbox. The buzzer said, somebody's home. On her face as she opened the door was like an old joke told by a friend. It'd taken 10 more years, but she'd found her smile, and I watched the corner start to bend. And she said, how are you, Harry? Haven't we played this scene before? I said, it's so good to see you, Sue. Had to play it out just once more. Play it out just once more. She said, I've heard you flying high on my radio. I answered, it's not all it seems. That's when she laughed and she said, it's better sometimes when we don't get to touch our dreams. That's when I asked her, where was that actress? She said that was somebody else. And then I asked her why she looked so happy now. She said, I finally like myself. At last I like myself. So we talked all through that afternoon, talking about where we'd been. We talked of the tiny difference between ending and starting to begin. We talked 'cause talking tells you things like what you really are thinking about. But sometimes you can't find what you're feeling till all the words run out. Concert. She said, no, I work at night. I said, we've gotten too damn good at leaving, Sue. She said, Harry, you're right. Don't ask me if I made love to her or which one of us started to cry. Don't ask me why she wouldn't take the money that I left. If I answered it all, I'd lie. So I thought about her as I sang that night, and how the circle keeps rolling around. How I act as I'm facing the footlights, and how she's flying with both feet on the ground. I guess it's a sequel to our story, from the journey between heaven and hell. With half the time thinking of what might have been, and half thinking just as well. I guess, oh, we'll take
good back in that V8 Mac. I'm riding home in my Cadillac. Maybelline, what's the matter with you? Maybelline, what's the matter with you? You ain't treating me like the way you used to do. I open my mouth to tell her more. She jumped in the patio and slammed the door. Be still, zoom on down the hill. Leaving my popo standing still. A Cadillac moved right out of sight. I couldn't even see her red tail light. Maybelline, what's the matter with you? Maybelline, what's wrong with you? You ain't treating me like we used to do. My motor got hot, tires got hot, giving my V8 all it got. Chase Maybelline all over town, the caddy just rolled my old Ford down. I never did catch that Coupe de Ville. Maybelline is rolling still. Maybelline, what's wrong with you? Maybelline.